We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tommy Curran, as we said, joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Tom, we've pumped you up. You're as plugged in as anybody with the Brady camp. So what is your understanding about Brady and his feeling about the Patriots? Because we heard you last night on TV. We just played it for the people of Boston. You're not convinced he'd be open to signing a ceremonial one-day contract. Why?
What's up, you little sports vulture?
What's up? How are you?
Look, I don't have anything on this but opinion. I continue to try and ferret out exactly what Brady's disposition would be. I do know this. A couple weeks ago, I asked, as there was being passed around speculation, will Brady come back to the Patriots? I said, that wouldn't happen, right? And I was told via text, that would not happen. He would never go back to the Patriots. Now, would he come back and sign a one-day contract? I would imagine the same thing holds true for the simple reason the Patriots had multiple years in which Brady all but crawled on his hands and knees to the door of Robert Kraft and said, please sign me. I don't want to move from this house in Chestnut Hill or Brookline or whatever, wherever the hell it was. I don't want to uproot my family. I want to finish here as a New England Patriot. He had no idea what lay over those hills in a place like Tampa Bay, and the chalice of celebrity and branding he could drink from. He wanted to stay here. They didn't let him do it. Do you think he's going to want to sign that now for a photo op so someone can leverage him after they passed on every opportunity and made him uproot? I don't.
Okay, well, so I find that to be very interesting. You also mentioned you reached out about whether or not Brady would come back. Should we be led to believe the Patriots were interested in Brady coming back?
No, that was just people spitballing, as they did all year long, and I just wanted to put a stake through the heart of it because I felt like it was just I would ask every time it came up, where did this come from? Well, somebody said maybe Brady will go back to the Patriots. I said, where'd they get it? I think they were just spitballing. Well, why are we spitballing? So that was the effort was made to just drive a stake through the heart of it. There was nothing, I don't think, from the Patriots. And I don't think that the Patriots would want to do that at this juncture anyway with Mac Jones, believe it or not.
Tom, sorry, I thought you were done. That was a long pause.
Weird pause.
That was a longer pause than usual, Tommy.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm talking.
feeling, any info you may have, was this a decision that you feel that Tom made over the last week after the season ended? Was it something he was kind of leaning towards as the season went on, given everything happening off the field for him this year?
I think it was everything off the field. You could see it clearly in his face, how tortured he was by what was happening off the field in his personal life. You know, we made a lot of jokes about how he looked, but I understood that significant period of the time that he took off prior to training camp, he kind of spent by himself in bed as he understood what was going on. So he was really racked by what happened and laid low by it. So I'm not surprised by this. You know, when I reached out to folks and said, what do you think he's going to do? They said, he has no idea. He really doesn't. He's got a lot to sort through. So I think that's the larger part of it for me. It's like, I've said this before. It's like last year, he left the bar. Everybody goes, oh, don't go. He's like, no, I got to go home. He comes back in the bar. He's like, oh, he's back. And then he comes back for the last year, and it's no fun. And everyone's just kind of standing there staring at each other still. And saying, oh, I should have gone home. So now he's heading home for good.
Tommy, do you think Brady regrets playing this year?
I don't. I really don't, Christian, just for the simple fact that he could still perform. It's not satisfying compared to what he's usually done, but, you know, I think a bad round of golf or a good round of golf, you're still happy you played golf rather than not. And I really don't think, and this, again, is fully personal opinion, whatever off-field turmoil and stress he had with his spouse was going to exist, football or no. If playing football this year was going to be a final straw or not, I find that hard to believe. I think that probably the die was probably cast prior to that.
I've said this week, I said it last year, Tom, and I guess in some ways I feel vindicated about saying it a year ago because Brady came back. I think less of Brady, infinitesimally less, and you can disagree if you'd like, but I think a little less of him potentially leaving a championship on the table. Like, if he played this year, I believe he could contend for a Super Bowl with the Niners. I believe he could contend for a Super Bowl with the Dolphins, maybe even the Jets. That's a stacked roster. They're a quarterback away. Why leave that potential run at a championship? I know he's won seven, but why not go for an eighth when it's right there for the taking?
Yeah, no, you're a weird guy. I saw that video from yesterday.
I would never argue with that. I don't think anybody would.
Less of Tom Brady for retiring when he could still. I mean, you're making it sound like at 46 he's a coward.
In fairness, I said it last year, and he came back. Tom, I was right last year. Maybe I'll be right again.
I think it's more reasonable for him to take this year off, get his ducks in a row, sort things out, get back to being who he was, closer to being who he was when he left New England, and then come back at 47. And I don't think there's any way he could not if he so decided to. And when you look across the landscape of the NFL, there's plenty of teams that say, you know what, I could have Tom Brady come in here and compete with Colt McCoy. So to me, I think you're out of your mind. I think that's an embarrassing take in many ways to say that a guy who's 46 seven Super Bowls.
I'm so proud of it. I've done it 2 years in a row.
I know you can, but well, be that, keep running it back, but I don't think he's coming back. And to compare a guy leaving, look, maybe you could make that contention with Barry Sanders or Calvin Johnson or even Jim Brown after nine seasons. After 23 seasons at 46, losing weight hand over fist because his personal life is in some disarray, parents on the left coast at 80, kids in their teenage years in Florida.
I know, but they were in their teenage years last year and his parents were in their 70s or 80s last year. It's not that different.
Right. And how'd that go?
Well, not very good, but that was Tampa.
It wasn't a lot of fun.
You can go to a stack.
It was more fun than what you and me did, but it wasn't a lot of fun for him.
You can go to a stacked team, though. You can win. The Tampa Bay Bucks, it all kind of was crumbling around him. You can go somewhere that has everything around him and go really compete.
Yeah. No. I get you. I mean, but spending.
All right, I'm not.
Spending the entire. From July until February with Deebo Samuel instead of your kids, that. I don't know. And Deebo might be a great guy. I'm just saying.
Very harsh.
You're never going to get that year back.
Tommy, switching gears away from Brady, our buddy Karen Garigian, she had a tweet saying that she's hearing from a source we should pump the brakes on Gerard Mayo having a new title going forward. Pay raise for sure. His overall role could change, but not a different title. Anything we can read into a return of titles don't matter so much around here?
I think titles, Bill, is so afflicted with what they mean, which is ironic because he actually pretends the opposite is true. Titles don't mean anything around here. That's why we don't give them up. That's false. That's why he needed to be an assistant head coach, wanted to be a defensive coordinator, everything else when he was with the Giants or the Jets back in the late 90s. That doesn't surprise me at all. In conversations that I've had, it's been indicated to me, I don't care about money, Mayo meaning. He doesn't care about titles. He cares about the opportunity to advance his career in the direction of what he hopes to be, which is an NFL head coach. So if he feels more confident that will arise from whatever agreement they strike, I think that's to the good. I don't think they're hosing him. I know the Kraft family thinks extremely highly of him. And as I said, during this whole process, I think Belichick doesn't look at this as a threat to whether it be him or Steve Belichick or Matt Patricia or anybody else. He will look at it as, hey, I found this guy. I helped make this guy. And if this guy succeeds me and does well, he'll do it here So it's continuing on a 25-year legacy of me as a head coach, then handing off to one of my favorite people and most respected lieutenants. So it's a 30-year run of the Belichick tradition here. So I don't think that it's – I wouldn't get too inflamed about it.
Right, but – And it, well, no. Well, it's brand new, so I don't know. Maybe people are inflamed in the streets right now. But I, given that Mayo wants to be a head coach eventually, does it matter to people on the outside at all that he has had this kind of nebulous structure here in New England and that he still won't have this assistant associate head coach title or something that was bandied about in rumors before?
It has mattered in previous interviews where he has gone into interviews and spent a portion of time explaining what exactly is it that you do over there and how is the setup working and why are you going to be different from Matt Patricia or Joe Judge or Josh McDaniels? There has been a portion of time spent in explaining why he's a different person too. So I think all of those things contribute. That's why I think being a Belichick fruit from the Belichick tree is all it's cracked up to be sometimes for these guys, even though they do get new jobs, they so often fall into the same traps that whether it be Mangini or McDaniels in Denver fell into before. So yeah, it's something that they've had to conquer, and not having a title might mean that remains the same, but I just don't think that all of this leads me to believe, just connecting the dots, that Gerard Mayo is the odds on successor to Bill Belichick and he'll never have to interview anyplace else.
All right, he is Tom Curran. You can check out his latest at NBC Sports Boston. Brady's final retirement is a fitting end to a long football journey. Check it out there. Tom, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.